And it's time for the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Trevor Grady joined by Noah Cassidy on this Friday, January 27th. How you doing, Noah?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Trevor?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Excited for today's episode. So I'm going to kick us off today with something that I certainly did not know. Did you know that bulls cannot actually see the color red? You know how bulls and bullfighting,
bulls.
Yeah, bulls.
I heard bowls, like the things you eat out of. I was like, bulls see colors?
Nah, yeah, the animal bulls. Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm not enunciating that very clearly there. But yeah, the animal, the bull, cannot see the color red, which is kind of crazy because, you know, when...
That's what the flag
there. You have the red flag, and it actually doesn't even trick them. Bulls themselves can't actually see the color. And as is the case with other cattle and grazing animals, like sheep and horses, bulls have two types of color receptor cells as opposed to the three that humans have. And they're most attuned to yellows, greens, blues, and purples. This condition is a kind of color blindness known as dichromatism. I think I probably said that wrong. Dichromatism, something like that. And it makes a bullfighter's muleta, the red,
flag, I guess.
I was looking for a specific word here.
I don't know what it's actually called. Yeah.
We'll go with they call it a bullfighter's muleta, a red cape, I guess, is what I'll call it there. It makes it look yellowish gray to a bull with that condition that bulls have. So when we think they're holding up that red muleta, it's really just looking yellowish gray to the bull, and that doesn't actually even affect the bulls. That doesn't even get them enraged or anything. The only reason that they get enraged is because of the motion. So really, it could really be any color, and it would still produce the same exact result from those bulls. It took me 9 years to figure out the name of the thing, but bulls can't see red.
Can't see red. The red color has nothing to do with it, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So I got one. It's about a snack that I'm sure everybody's having one, especially at like going to the ball games and the springs. So did you know the origin of popsicles?
I don't think I do.
So the origin of popsicle came from Frank Epperson. He's not a household name. Nobody really knows of the guy, but he actually invented it when he was 11 years old on accident. So the popsicle, what happened in 1905, he left his cup of soda outside with a stirring stick inside of it, and overnight it got really cold and it froze over. It's actually not very common weather for the Oakland area. That's where he lived. It just so happened to get cold enough to freeze it, so he went out there the next day. And there he was, a frozen, tasty treat that he loved. So then he started bringing it to school, and all the kids at school really loved it. And so he called it an Epsicle because his last name was Epperson. So it was originally called an Epsicle. Well, then he brought the idea to his children when he grew up. I guess he never, like, officially made the popsicle yet at this point. But he continued to make them for his kids. And his kids called him the Popsicle because it came from his dad,
Papa.
From his pops.
That's awesome.
So that's where Popsicle actually came from. And then eventually, finally, they created the brand in San Francisco area, and it became super popular. And thus, the Popsicle was born.
That's a really good one there. That's crazy. I always thought, I mean, kind of subconsciously, that Popsicle was kind of like, because you kind of pop it out of the little packaging. And so it kind of works both ways, but it was actually named after...
Because it was his dad, their dad's
their pops.
Treat. Pops. Popsicle.
Wow. That is really cool. Learn something new every day on the Did You Know Show.
Every day.
Good stuff. All righty. Well, we'll be back next week, 2:45 p.m. every weekday here on KCHI on the Did You Know Show, where you learn something new just like that.